Number 111 from January of 2008, Good News for the Poor. In liturgical churches, we use a three-year lectionary. That means that we have different scripture lessons appointed for every Sunday of the church year. This may seem a little restrictive, but it does force preachers to preach on subjects that they might not otherwise choose, so it has value. This year, the gospel lessons appointed will be mainly from the Gospel of Luke. In fact, 38 of the 52 gospel readings will be from Luke. It is important to let each gospel emphasize what it wants to and not try to harmonize all the gospels into one and mix them together like mashed potatoes. Luke is, without question, the gospel to the poor. Luke makes it very clear that Jesus' mission is to the disadvantaged in life. At the beginning of Jesus' ministry, when John the Baptizer asks if he is the Messiah, or do they look for another, Jesus responds with the words from Isaiah about the suffering servant. Tell John, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the blind receive their sight, and the poor have good news preached to them. The gospel to the poor is seen in the Christmas readings as well. Luke is the gospel that only includes poor people at the birth of Jesus. There are no wise rich men in Luke's. That's Matthew's version. There are just poor shepherds and poor parents and some angels. You may have also noted the difference in the Beatitudes between Matthew and Luke. Matthew says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." Luke just says, "Blessed are the poor." Matthew says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness." Luke just says, "Blessed are those who are hungry and thirsty." Matthew has a spiritual slant. Luke is a reality show. This was radical news at that time because nobody would have thought of the poor and the hungry as being blessed. Luke is also the only gospel that includes several poignant parables about the disadvantaged and the down and out, namely the parables of the lost sheep, the lost coins, the prodigal son, the rich man and Lazarus, and so on. The gospel to the poor is visible here again. This year, we need to hear the message of Luke clearly and not water it down to suit ourselves. Our ministry is the same as Jesus, to heal where we can and deliver good news to the poor. There is no excuse in the world for a community that has been blessed like ours to have people here who are hungry and have no decent clothes. We know that we can take care of this because the mountain of clothes from just one congregation kept the heavens warehouse supplied for almost a half year. Likewise, with only the food that we waste, we can make sure that every person in this area has food every day. You may have noticed that the basket for food donations for the Emergency Relief Fund is much larger now than it was. That is for a reason. We need to fill it up. Proverbs tells us that the main act of worship is generosity to the poor. When we come to worship, that will be reflected in the bigger food basket being full, and maybe some other baskets too. We may have some upcoming opportunities for generosity. On February 4th, for example, we will have the Super Bowl of Caring, where money and food for the needy are collected by our youth. On March 11th, we will have a synod representative to tell us how our generosity is supporting ELCA missions. Sometimes it is uncomfortable to hear the words from the gospel to the poor. But let's let the words of Luke sink into our hearts this year.